The four parshias, Parshas Shkalim, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Para, Parshas Achaydesh, they each have the Mechabrei Pizmoinim, or Mechaber, different poetic songs and tefillos to say by Chazaras Hashatz of Shachros and Musaf. Some people have the minig to say them. Some shuls have the minig to say them. Many, perhaps most shuls do not. But whether you say them or not, and Josh, that's why I asked you for a Sfaradi Siddur. I wanted to see what they have. They do have songs for Parsha Zachar, but not for Parsha Shkolim. But whether you say them or not, whether you're Ashkenazi or Sfaradi, Kulam Oidim, everyone agrees that the Mechabrim of these songs were massive, massive tzaddikim and kedoshim, and every word that they said is worthy of study. They weren't just trying to be poetic. And in one of the lines about Parsha Shkalim is that we say, Doidi, we call Hashem our beloved. Zachar li shiklei Ephraim. Remember for me the Shkalim of Ephraim. Remember the Shkalim of Ephraim? Of course we do. Kicha, kicha, mistei Ephraim. Of course, if there's any zman to speak about the Shkalim of Ephraim, it's this man. Zachar li shiklei Ephraim. Hashem, please remember. Please don't forget about the Shkalim of Ephraim. Asher shakal of, that our father gave b'machpel chevroin, in the Ma'oras HaMachpela, which is in Chevroin. What is this zchus of the Shiklei Ephraim that we're asking for, dafka by Parsha Shkalim? Just shekel, shekel, gzeir shava? What's the connection between the Shkalim by Avram and the Shkalim that we were mitzvah to give, Machtzis HaShekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, every year before Rosh Chodesh Adar, every year on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Why does it say Asher Shakal Av B'Machpel Chevron? Why doesn't it say Asher Shakal Avram B'Machpel Chevron? Why does it call it a Machpel? What's a Machpel, and what does that have to do with the Shkalim? And why mention Chevron? Why do you have to mention where it is? And I want to suggest to you that every single word that the Mechaber of the Pizmain said is Meduyak Hetev and has to do with what we are begging Hashem for as we go into Shabbos Parsha Shkalim, Shabbos Parsha Vayakel Parsha Shkalim, the Shabbos where of Parsha Shkalim plus the Parsha of the Binyan HaMishkan. And in order to understand this, we need to understand what this Machtzis HaShekel is. And I'm going to go back in my memory over 30 years, and I'm going to tell you the first time that I heard my Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yonason David Shlita, speak about the Machtzis HaShekel. And what he said was as follows. And I've seen, he said that we know that the Gemara says that the body of a person has 10 parts. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says that that five physical attributes that we have come from our father, and five physical attributes come from our mother. And the Gemara delineates what those five are. Each one represents a different aspect of our guf. And we're makabel, five from our father and five from our mother. That's 10. And he said the neshama also has 10 parts that correspond to the 10 chelkei haguf. Like we say in Pesukah de Zimra, we say kol haneshama tahalel ka haleluka. Kol haneshama tahalel ka haleluka. The five chelkei haneshama, the 10 chelkei haneshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his tremendous, tremendous, unbelievable wisdom, gave us a simen on our guf of the 10 chalakim ruchniyim and the 10 chalakim gashbiyim. The highest point in the body could be, your hands are down, not necessarily, but could be your fingers. You could lift your fingers up. The 10 fingers on the top, that represents the 10 chalkei ha-neshama. This Maharaj Hashiva didn't say, but I saw it in a Kaf HaChayim, actually. The 10 toes, which are at the very bottom of the guf, that represents the 10 chalkei ha-guf. Now, not coincidentally, the value of a shekel, the Torah says, is esrim geira ha-shekel. A shekel is 20 geira, which represents 10 chalakim gashmiyim and 10 chalakim ruchniyim. Now think about it. I have a body, I have 10 toes, I have 10 fingers. I have a body and I have a neshama. My neshama already yearns to be close to Hashem. I don't have to do anything. Tzama nafshi le'elokim l'keil chai. My neshama yearns, thirsts for Hashem. Tzama l'cha nafshi. But to reach the second part of what David HaMelech said, which is kama l'cha b'sari, that my flesh, that my guf should yearn for you, that we have to take action. That doesn't happen by itself. So we take a half a shekel. How many geira? 10 geira. That represents the chelek ha-guf, and we give it to the Beis HaMikdash to be used for the karbonos tzibur on the Mizbeach. It was used for the karbonos tzibur. What is a carbon tzibur? It's an animal that's put on the Mizbeach, which represents putting our physical part on the Mizbeach. That's the whole inyan of a carbon, the Ramban says in Parshas Vayikra. So when we listen to Parshas Shkalim, it's not a random thing. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, around this time of year, they would tell us to give a machzis ha-shekel. No, it's a whole avoda. We were telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're prepared to not just give, not just that our neshama says, Va'ani kirvas elokim li toiv, that being close to Hashem is what's good for me. But our guf says, Va'ani kirvas elokim li toiv. Even our bodies, our impulses, our instincts, our taivas, our emotions want that closeness to Hashem. And the Yotzer of Parsha Shkolim, we daven to Hashem to help us open up the zchus of Avram Avinu, who we call an Av, to bring out, to accentuate the fact that we're his Yershin, we carry his DNA. We want to say, he's my father. What is this about Avram Avinu? Well, Ephron, the owner of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, his name was Ophir. Ephron is Ophir man. Right? Ophir. Because he represented the physicality of man. Chazal say in Parshas Chayisara that Ephron was Omar Harbe Va'afilu Me'atloy Osa. He said a lot. He said, hey, you got the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, it's free. Of course, I want you to have it. Just please pay me a few million dollars. He said a lot, and he didn't even do a little. That's someone who's stuck in the physical. He can't get himself to do. He talks and talks and talks, and nothing, it doesn't trigger anything. The engines never start. Avram Avinu is a zariz. Avram Avinu is on fire. He's running, like in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, when the Malachim come, Avram Avinu is mahir, he's running, he's jumping, he's on fire because his guf is excited from what his neshama wants to do. It's on fire. Zrizus. So Avram Avinu does this process of buying the Ma'aras HaMachpelah from Ephron. The Ma'aras HaMachpelah, the double Ma'ara, what's the point of that? Because who is going to be buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah? The first generations of Klal Yisrael, right? The first generations of Klal Yisrael are also the first people that are shaykh to Tchias HaMeisim. We once said here that perhaps the pshat and the small chaf You remember that? In Parshas Chayesara, it says that Avram Avinu came lispoid lesara veliv kaisa, to eulogize Sarah and to cry over her. And it says a small chaf, like he didn't cry that much. And we said pshat, that he didn't cry that much because she wasn't gone forever. Because Sarah is going to get up for Tchias HaMesim. Because who gets up for Tchias HaMesim? Someone whose guf is not that physical. Someone whose guf could be inspired and excited and lift up from the kayach of the neshama. That's who gets up for Tchias HaMesim. And Avram Avinu was finding a place for the people, for the first people who get up for Tchias HaMesim. So he got a cave that was doubled to represent the fact that we are not just physical beings, but we're a guf and a neshama, a kafel. We're a guf and a neshama. There's an olam hazeh and an olam haba. And we're made up of both. And Avram Avinu bought this Ma'aris HaMachpelah from the Afar. He's Omer Ma'at V'Oisei Harbe. He says just a little bit and his body goes crazy doing everything. He tells the Malachim, I'll give you a little bit to eat. And he serves them a Sudas Shleima HaMelech. He's the exact opposite Midah. His body's so reactive to his Neshama. And where does this all take place? In Chevron. Chevron, the place that represents the chibur of the guf and the neshama. The coming together of the guf and the neshama. The neshama animating the guf. Exciting the guf. So we sit here in Parsha Shkalim. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my guf feels so sleepy. It feels so affected by this world around us. The sensual physical world around us. I feel like my neshama is banging on the door of my guf and it's not answering. They say that there was a great Baal Musar that used to say that the heart is just one amma away from the mouth, from the mind. Right? It's about an amma away. He says the heart is just amma away from the mind. And as loud as the mind screams to the heart, wake up, it doesn't hear. We can identify with that. We feel like, oh, it's not waking up. And this parsha is a segula to wake up the guf. Doidi, zechor li shiklei Ephraim. Remember for me, Hashem. Give me the schus of the shkalim of Ephraim that Avram Avinu gave to buy this Ma'aris HaMachpelah. Asher shokal of, that my father, I have the DNA, I have the kayach hidden inside me, gave b'machpel in that double place, the place of the guf and the neshama, Chevron, which is in Chevron, the place of attachment. Zechor li shiklei Ephraim, asher shokal of b'machpel Chevron. Years later, Klal Yisrael succumbed to the beckoning of the guf, and they indulged in the Suda of Achashverosh, and they forgot about the excitement that a guf and neshama could have together in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Haman sought to take advantage of that, and to use that fact that Klal Yisrael failed to animate their guf with their neshama, and he went to the King Achashverosh, and he brought him 10,000 loaves of silver to buy off Klal Yisrael so that he can kill Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Gemara tells us, Haman, I'm sorry, but your silver coins, your silver cakes, whatever they were, they don't have value to me. Kvar kodmach Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael already came first. They've already been giving machzis hashekels. Klal Yisrael, yes, it's true. There's a little bit of a down point now. I know. Klal Yisrael ate by the Suda Vachashresh. I know a little bit they fell. But that's not who they are. You know who Klal Yisrael is? They're machzis hashekel people. They're people who give of themselves for karbonos. They give of themselves to Kedusha. And just to add one point, just because, just to serve this with dessert. When Haman came to Mordechai And Mordechai was learning with the children, and they were fasting and davening. And they were learning a sugya that day on the second day of Pesach. What sugya do you learn on the second day of Pesach? When you're in Golus and you can't bring the Karban Omer, you learn the sugya of the Omer, right? The Neshalma Parim Sefaseinu. So Haman, as a Mordechai, was teaching the Kinderlach, the little children in Klal Yisrael, he was teaching them the sugya of the Karban Omer. The Karban Omer was made out of barley. It was made out of a handful of barley. And Haman came reluctantly to Mordechai to place him on a horse to walk him through town, a victory march. And Haman realized the table was turning, the tide was turning. It was the beginning of the end. And Haman comes over to Mordechai, and he sees Yidden in the throes of a terrible, terrible gzeirah, sitting and learning a sugya. And he says to Mordechai, "What are you learning?" He says, "I'm learning about the Karban Omer, the barley offering that we used to give when we had a Beis HaMikdash." So Haman says to Mordechai, "Oy, your handful of barley outweighed my 10,000 loaves of silver." What was he saying? Stamkus happens to be that he caught him at that minute. No, because barley is animal food. Well known, Gemara says, like the Minchas Soita is barley because a woman that's Mizana is acting like a behema. That's why it's the Minchas Soita, her kapara, is to bring a Michael behema. But Klal Yisrael brings Michael behema when we come out of Mitzrayim as a carbon. You know why? Because we want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our service of Hashem is not just here. Our service of Hashem is in our guf. Even the animal part of us wants to serve Hashem. So we bring a carbon behemoth. So comes along Haman and says, "Oh yeah, Mordechai, your handful of barley, that you, Klal Yisrael, made a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your guf belongs to him also, it outweighed the 10,000 loaves of silver that I tried to bribe Achashverosh to get you guys killed, to get you guys destroyed because you abandoned your guf. Apparently you didn't abandon your guf." That's why I was so excited when I came up here and the Chevra was started to play Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Because it's not a coincidence that when there's a leap year, Parshas Shkolim comes out and Parshas Vayakel. Because Parshas Vayakel is about Parshas Shkolim, about the Ruchnius, about having a guf that allows for Ruchnius to animate it, which is the same Parsha of the Mishkan, which is taking Eitzim Va'avanim and making a home that could hold the Shechina. The Mishkan is like a mushel for our body. The ability of the Shechina to be Shaira on Eitzim Va'avanim is the chiddush of the ability of the Shechina to be Shaira on our guf. And by the way, first Luchais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Aseres HaDibros on them with his finger. The second Luchais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wrote the Aseres HaDibros on them with his finger. The difference between the first Luchais and the second Luchais is that the first Luchais, the stones, came from Shemayim. The second Luchais, the stones, came from the Aretz. And the chiddush of the second Luchais is that even with stones that come from the ground, Hashem could still write the Divrei Torah on them. And we are stones that come from the ground. We are stones, we're 2024 products, very stony. And we still have the ability to learn a ketzos, we still have the ability to learn a sugya, we still have the ability to be moved when we say Tehillim and to sing songs and to dance. And that's our koyach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still use his finger and put and engrave ruchnias onto the most physical of things. So that's the kesher for you tonight between the Maras HaMachpela, Parsha Shkalim, the Binyan HaMishkan, and the story of Purim. Yashikayach.